This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a Kevin Sheehan show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Kevin is out today. We are hoping that he is back tomorrow. Denton Day sitting in for Sheehan. You can tweet me at the Denton Day as we approach our final hour of the program. This offseason, this point in the offseason is one of my favorites because we start to look ahead to the NFL draft and get a good idea of who the Commanders could be targeting as their next group of, hopefully, superstars. And helping us do that, my guy Ryan Fowler from the Draft Network. You can hear his podcast, Commanding the Huddle, wherever you get your podcasts. Ryan, I appreciate you making some time for me this afternoon, my friend. We haven't spoken, you know, since you went to the Senior Bowl, so I want to start there. What were some of your big takeaways from the Senior Bowl this year?
Of course, Denton, always appreciate having me on, man. Hope all is well. Yeah, Senior Bowl was it's always a good weekend down there. You know, Jim Nagy and his staff do a great job of not just getting the best guys, you know, to commit to his game, but also strap up and compete. You know, that's the biggest thing. You see, last year was really the who's who of the offensive line class. This year, the who's who of both sides of the ball, really, was down there in Mobile. And I think the big takeaway, of course, was the guys up front. You know, when you're looking at competitors like Mike Green, you're looking at Donovan Ezeraku, RJ Oben from Notre Dame was a standout to me. I'm not sure how that young man did not get a combine invite. One of the biggest snubs of anybody for Indy next week. But it's just really nice to see these guys live. You know, you watch them for years and years and years at different schools and on tape. But getting up and close with these guys, up and personal, also learning who these young men are behind the face mask is a big thing for me in my personal process as far as putting my board together. So really good to see the big boys get after it up front. The corners are really impressive as well. Guys like Quincy Riley, Dorian Strong from Virginia Tech. But overall, always a good week to get down there.
You know, what you said is going to excite a lot of Commanders fans because as we've now been in the offseason for a couple of weeks, everybody wants to get better on the defensive side in the trenches and get better on the offensive side in the trenches. And I'm glad you mentioned Mike Green because, you know, I obviously knew a little bit about him entering the Senior Bowl, but it feels like he really took off a little bit. What about his performance there really started to turn people's heads?
Yeah, I think a big thing for Mike, you know, transferring to Marshall from UVA, a former ACC kid, former Power 5 guy, now Power 4. Big thing with Mike is the ground game. You know, I knew what he had as a pass rush repertoire. You know, watch the Ohio State tape or just the tape, you know, at Marshall was outstanding. But he's an underrated run defender. And the biggest thing for me with that is, can I put you on the field on early downs? I don't have to make you in that Dante Fowler type of role that was for the Commanders this year and that third down NASCAR package. So I can play you on first and second down while also creating that vertical push. So I don't think he's going to be on the board when the Commanders show up on night one, if they do indeed stay at 29. There's been some talks he goes in that 10 to 20 range. Personally, for me, I don't see that right now, but I do think he comes off the board for the Commanders at 29. But overall, you're Adam Peters. You look at this class, you know, there's going to be so many different guys, so many different body types and skill sets where if I want a 265-pound guy at the edge to set it, or I want someone right away that's 240 to get after the passer and have that twitch and bend on the edge. There's a lot of different guys, really, on all 3 days that you're going to be able to find contributors right away.
Are there any guys, like the thing that you mentioned about Mike Green being able to do both? We've had a lot of conversation about Dante Fowler, and him only playing 16 snaps or so in the NFC Championship game is a liability. Are there any other guys that could be available at 29 that can do both, get after the passer and set an edge so you don't have to throw John Allen or Daron Payne out there to do it for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think one guy that really pops to me is Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College. You know, heading into the 2024 campaign, I really wanted to see him take that next step in the ACC after a big 2023, and he did. You know, it was his Pittsburgh tape. You know, every single year we have certain guys where we look at, what's your resume tape? Last year was Brock Bowers against Auburn. It was unbelievable tape. Donovan's tape against Pittsburgh, 15 pressures, 4 sacks. The guy was everywhere ready to wrap up the year. And in Mobile, was just one-on-ones. Yeah, it's set up for the defenders to win in those situations, but he was just excellent, you know, all year long for them. As a guy that has the length, he's got over 34s on the arms, he's grown at 250 pounds, he's got great, he's just an overall really good football player, but he's found the ability to marry, I'm a good football player, but also I'm a high-level athlete. And when you can find those players, and Boston College produces NFL guys every single year, Donovan's a guy back in, I'm at 29, and watching Adam Peters locked into the one-on-ones like he was down there in Mobile, that's a guy at 29. If he's there, I wouldn't be shocked if he's the pick for Washington.
See, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is a name that most Commanders fans probably have not heard a lot of. We hear about Abdul Carter, James Pierce Jr., even Mike Green, so I'm glad that you mentioned that one, but I do want to talk about the top of this class. Abdul Carter feels like he is the consensus best edge guy in this year's class. How big is the gap between him and whoever you have at second?
Yeah, I do think there's a separation of tier. You know, there's a lot of names to know, right? Day one, day two, day three, and even the UDFA bucket. They're going to get some opportunities on a 53-man roster. But Abdul really is in his own tier. And I think what makes him so unique is his ability to look, say, hey, I'm an off-ball backer in prior years, and now this is my first year at edge, and the potential is just, it's absolutely through the roof. But I think he's checked more boxes for me personally and for teams as far as what he can be in all three downs, and also as a guy that can drop back in coverage and offer some unique looks, also be a guy that twists into the interior. And then alignment versatility is why he's gotten those comparisons to Micah Parsons, to where he can beat you from a lot of different spots. So that's why I do have Abdul in his own tier. He's the number two player in the class for me. Travis Hunter is number one. That's not really a surprise probably to anybody, but you know, he's an all-pro type of ceiling at receiver and at corner. Nobody else has that in his class and really ever entering the NFL draft. So Travis Hunter is definitely a unique player. But, you know, the guys behind him, Mykel Williams, Jalen Walker, the James Pierces of the world, you know, those guys have a lot of questions around their game. And the word is potential with all these guys. And that word is scary because that word can get coaches fired at the end of the day. They're trying the potential of somebody, right? The Emmanuel Forbes of the world, right? The potential of him as a ball hawk and a defense. So there's a separation of tier between Abdul Carter and the rest of these guys, but there's going to be a lot of good football players that come out of this class on all 3 days at the edge position.
Talking with Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on a Wednesday. Ryan, we've had a lot of fans that have tweeted at me, and I'm sure they tweeted at you and said, Denton, they need a running back, they being the Commanders. It feels like this is one of the deeper classes that we have seen in a long, long time at the position. Is there anyone at the Senior Bowl that you went into the week maybe being a little unsure of how they would perform and then really caught your eye?
Yeah, I'll say there's three guys off the top of my head. Daniel Martinez from Miami, you know, former Oregon State transfer going in there that loaded Miami Hurricanes offense this year. Really impressed with him because there's a lot of guys that are in that 5'9 to 5'11 bucket that are around that 200 to 210 pound frame. And I just think there's going to be a situation where teams look at these guys that are some of these bulkier ball carriers like Damian or Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State or even a Phil Maffa on day three from Clemson to say, can you potentially be an RB1? And Damian Martinez is going to be that guy. He was down in the Mobile, really enjoyed watching him. And then two guys that are in that smaller type of frame, Woody Marks from USC, former Mississippi State transfer. He's going to be a playbook extender right away. And also LaQuinn Allen from Syracuse. He may have the best hands other than Breshard Smith, the former four-star wide receiver recruit that went to Miami, ended up at SMU in this class. So those three guys specifically, LaQuinn, Woody Marks, Sammy Martinez, I think if you're Washington in that day two to day three bucket, you only got 7 picks and 4 of them are within the 5th round and back. You're going to have to utilize that capital, and you're really going to have to trust your scouting staff to find these guys on day 3. But You're gonna get some ball players here on day three in the running back class for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm glad you mentioned LaQuint Allen because you know watching him at Syracuse with Kyle McCord and them actually throwing the football, he showcased his versatility. Do you think that he is going to be around at the late stages to where if Adam Peters maybe starts to build up some of the picks so they have more than seven, he'll be around in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round?
I don't think he makes it to six or seven, but I could see him there in the fifth. And the reason why I say that specifically, there are some concerns as far as just his body profile. He's extremely high hips. The change of direction has to get better. But you know, as you just talked about at Syracuse with Kyle McCord, you know, his ability to expand a playbook. You know, I don't know the future of anybody really in Washington's running back room right now. Any of the four guys that had a role in 2024. And you get a young man like LaQuint in the building to where you can see what Jaden Daniels does with his ability. You get LaQuint Allen as a playbook extender, and maybe you add a pick, let's just say late fourth round, middle of the fourth round, and he's sitting there on the board. I would absolutely be comfortable with taking a player like that, again, to maximize the capital that you do have right now.
How did guys like Devin Neal or RJ Harvey perform at the Senior Bowl?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, Devin did a really nice job. He's another guy in this class. I feel like I could sit here, Denton, and talk about 30 guys that I really do like in this running back class. But Devin is a guy out of Kansas. You know, the Colorado tape for him at the back end of the year, really ruining the Buffalo's Big 12 title hopes, was outstanding to see as far as just showing up in big moments. And he did a really nice job in Mobile. Another guy that's going to be good in space, too. But RJ Harvey, he's not the biggest guy in the world. You know, 5'9", 5'10", max. But just the dynamic footwork inside and outside the tackles, I think he's going to be someone that I wouldn't be surprised. You know, we're sitting here next year talking about the 26 draft where he finishes top three or four as far as rushing yards and contributions for a team, because he's just an electric football player that can do a lot of different things for you. And also stick his face in pass pro, even though he's not the biggest guy in the world, because You hear some people talk about technique and he's not great running back position as far as the pass pro. Pass pro is an effort thing. Are you going to do it or are you not? Are you going to stick your face in? And R.J. Harvey is that type of football player. And on day three, late portions of day two, that's the type of player people want in their locker room. And for Adam Peters, type of contributors he wants, guys that just come in, strap up, and show up, R.J. Harvey is absolutely a guy that may end up in the Burgundy Gold. We'll see what happens.
I loved watching Harvey play. Now, if you and I were to be having this conversation maybe, let's just say, 8 months ago before the college football season started, I think a lot of people would have had really high expectations for Ollie Gordon based off of what he had done the previous year at Oklahoma State. It feels like this season his draft status really took a massive hit. What went wrong with him in 2024?
Yeah, I'll say this. It was a little bit of a double-edged sword for Ollie this year. You know, have a lot of success that he did the prior year, and then, you know, you come into this year where, you know, you're facing some of those interesting 3-3-5 stacks in the Big 12. Well, he saw a lot of even five-man fronts this year down there for Oklahoma State, where they just said, hey, look, we're going to face, you know, we're going to force Alan Bowman to drop back and beat us through the air. We're going to stack the box 7-8 guys at times and just try to you guys to force us to beat us through the air. So I think if he gets into an NFL offense, as he even did at the Senior Bowl in a neutral environment where I thought he had a good week then, there's better players around him. I think Ollie Gordon could work back to that guy to where say, hey, this guy was talked about as a top 50 pick, you know, this time last year, like you said, 8 months ago. So I'm not low on Ollie. I think it just provided a little bit more context into his game as far as a guy, can you consistently create your own run lanes or defeat this guy in the hole or run through the safety or also run around this corner? So there are some limitations in his game, but I would not be surprised at all if Ollie Gordon goes into a nice situation like a Pittsburgh, who they had a lot of attention with him these last few weeks, and says, hey, look, we're going to run the ball. We're going to put you 20-plus times a game, and you're a guy that's going to be a contributor for a long, long time for us and eventually be that RB1 for a football team.
Talking with Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. This is a little bit more of a philosophical question, if you will, Ryan, but I've always been curious. You know, you've been doing this for a long time. How does the combine impact your board and the way that you see certain players, knowing that it is basically the underwear Olympics?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I think the biggest thing for me heading into this week is, you know, is anybody going to force me to go back and look at the tape again? Because I'm not heading into this week. I don't care if somebody goes out there and runs, you know, 4.4, they're supposed to run 4.6 or the opposite. You know, I'm not going to go and say, hey, I'm bumping this guy up 55 picks because of what I saw in a T-shirt and shorts. You know, everyone wants to talk about the 40 and the vert and the broad. But the biggest thing about the combine is what we don't see, and that's the interviews. You know, a lot of these GMs and head coaches, this is the first time they ever sit down with these young men face-to-face and say, who are you behind the face mask? What are you going to be also as a leader in the locker room, a person in the community, and someone that ultimately, when the goal of every GM in football is to get you on a second contract. We're not drafting you for this year or the next. Can you have a second contract in our organization? So this is the biggest thing where teams can go in, trust their tape over the last 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 or even 7 years with a guy like Tyler Shuck, quarterback from Louisville, and say, hey, can we finalize our boards here and really just knock off everything beyond the tape to solidify our board in a year that is just so up in the air?
So I'm curious, being that you're not going to too much adjust your board and your grades, how many wide receivers do you have first-round grades on this year?
Yeah, look, I feel like it fluctuates almost by the week for me. You know, I'm lower on a guy like Totoro McMillan. You know, he's going to be, I don't know, I'm not finalized with him yet. He's going to be a guy I wouldn't be shocked goes in the top 15, but I currently have an early second round grade on Totoro McMillan. You know, after the catch is very below average for me, for him. But Luther Burden, I think, is a guy that goes in round one. Travis Hunter, whatever you think he is, I can classify him there. I really like Matthew Golden, and I'm also going to throw Emeka Ibuka and Jalen Royals as well from Utah State is someone I really like in this class. Talked about a lot here these last few weeks as a guy that has that basketball background, fluid athlete, wins in a variety of ways. You know, even at the Senior Bowl, Denton, this guy showed up and getting live eyes on him. This is a very, very NFL-ready kid from a frame perspective. You know, his muscles got muscles on Jalen Royals, a very impressively built young man. He can win inside. He can win outside. Jonathan Edwards from Tulane tried to press him in a one-on-one situation, and he blew him off the ball 5 yards downfield. Those are the types of things that an athlete that he's going to be, He's also a hell of a young man behind the face mask and a leader, and work ethic was just lauded at that Utah State program. So probably four or five guys right now that have his first round grades that would not be shocked to come off the board.
A few more for Ryan Fowler here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. We talked about the trenches on the defensive side. You know, some names that have been rumored to the Commanders. One of the ones that I've seen on several different mock drafts is Josh Simmons out of Ohio State. Now, he's coming off of a knee injury, so I'm curious, do you think that the upside of him is worth taking a guy in the first round that's coming off a significant knee injury?
Absolutely. I think if Josh doesn't get hurt, I think he's a clear bona fide tackle one in this class. In my honest opinion. And if you do take him at 29 and if he's there, you know, Brandon Coleman, where do you put him? Is this a situation to where you bump him to right tackle? Because I don't think right now he's taking Allegretti, Biotish, or Sam Cosmi's spot when healthy. But we'll see what happens, of course, with Sam's recovery. Josh Simmons is a dynamic football player when healthy. Now, medicals are going to be huge for him at the combine, but he is someone right away that I would expect when healthy, 100% to start in the NFL right away. So if you're at 29, he's there, and that's the plan, you're going to draft him and most likely start him at left tackle right away.
All right, so a couple of national questions here for you. You know, Cam Ward said yesterday anybody that passes him is going to regret it. Is he your number one quarterback in this class?
Cam is, yes, and I do have a separation between him and Shadur, but it's a lot of give and take with that young man. But however, I really enjoyed watching him incarnate to Washington State, to Miami, three different scenarios, three different skill groups, three different offenses. The poise, right, is big with Cam. He plays at his own tempo, which I really like. But he's got to taper back the turnover-worthy throws. It's not going to work against better defenders within a back seven. So he is my QB1, and there's a separation, but that there's just so much give and take with that young man.
So last year we saw a fire sale on quarterbacks, you know, six in the first 12. In previous years, we've seen a lot of wide receivers go very early in the first round. Is there one particular position that you feel like could be a point of need for most teams to where they're trading up to get a guy in the first 15 picks?
I think the running back class is going to be very interesting to see what happens on night one. You know, you look at teams like Pittsburgh or Denver or Los Angeles or Houston. The Vikings, of course, Amarian Hampson continues to be talked about, you know, as these weeks go on. I think there's some prospect fatigue going on with Ashton Jeanty, but I personally really like Amarian. And I'm not sure if there's teams that are going to, you know, say, hey, there's two or three teams here that are looking to trade up to get a guy like Ashton or a guy like Amarian. But the running back class is really going to be interesting because I know there's a lot of names, but there is a separation in tiers as far as your Jeanty's, your Hamptons, to even your Trayvon Henderson, Caleb Johnson, and your Quinshon Judkins of the world. So that's a really interesting position to watch on night one, Denton, even though we do not have a Bijan Robinson and a Jahmyr Gibbs type in this class.
Right. Ryan, appreciate the time as always, man. I mean, we could literally do this for an hour. I love the draft stuff. I know you're great at it, so I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the combine this upcoming week.
Thanks as always, Dan. We'll talk soon, man.
That is Ryan Fowler, good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. We're headed to College Park when we get back. Stephen Gordy going to jump on with us, talk a little bit of Maryland basketball. Does he agree with Kevin's take from earlier this week that the Terps could be a Final Four team? Find out when we get back on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.